my beloveds. All right, my beloveds, as far as my voice can be heard on this morning, I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready, what I'm saying, for the blessing of God on this morning to pour down like raindrops from the sky. This is your original Georgia prophet, Reverend H.C. Lockhart. I want you to call a friend and call a neighbor and tell them that the prophet of God is now on there. And we gonna send out the word upon every household that's under the sound of my voice on this morning. And I want you to go get your Bible and turn to the 1 John, the first chapter, and the 9th verse. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us sin and to clean us from all righteousness. I want you to hear me and hear me real good on this morning. And we are talking about you, you and you. We need to clean up that house. Yes, you have cleaned it up in a physical way. Oh my God, and you like cleanliness. Oh my God. But we going a little deeper in a spiritual way. A spiritual cleanup on this morning. And many of you living in what I'm saying, sin. Many of you living in pure sin. Sin have came upon your house. Oh my God. And it's time to set that house in order. And I'm not judging, because I'm not qualified to judge, but I'm qualified to tell you the truth. Oh my God. And it goes further. It goes to the house of God. Many houses of God built on the word of God. Built on the word of God. Oh my God, the house of God need to be cleaned up, starting from the pulpit until the door that you enter in. Oh my God. Now this is the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia, central located. And I'm praying for every man and praying for every woman. And I'm going to open up the prayer line. And we're going to, what I'm saying, pray about cleaning up your house and setting your house in order where God can bless it. Because God, what I'm saying, standing out. Jesus is standing out. Oh, my God. Trying to get in many houses throughout the world. Oh my God, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a new spirit within me. That's the same thing applied to your house. You, what I'm saying, you built that house on your understanding. Oh my God, God said in his word, oh my God, I will clean up your soul, your spirit. I will clean up you if you believe and you have the faith. And he said to Peter, upon this rock, I want to build my church and mine. Don't let nothing come against it. I will build my church upon the rock. Oh my God, solid rock. Let nothing in the world come against it. Oh my God, because it's built on a rock of salvation. Nothing shall prevail against it. Oh my God. Get ready now. Prophet of God want to speak to you. Want to tell you how to clean up that house. Now if you need some help, you call the old original Georgia prophet. And I'll come when I'm signed to you. And knock on your door and, oh my God. And all you got to do is invite me in because I represent Jesus. Oh my God. Get ready now and take down this important prayer line phone number because we're going to go in prayer. We're going to pray for when I'm saying the sick. We're going to pray for the lost. We're going to pray that you, when I'm saying, clean up your house and set your house in order where God can bless it. Say, bless my house. Bless my house. Bless my house, Father. Bless my house. Oh, my God. How can he bless it? He can't get in for the filth, for the sin. Oh my God, but we're going to clean up it. We're going to clean up that house and set it in order where God can bless it and move upon your house. Oh my God. And we're going to now I want you to write down the 51st chapter of Psalms and the 10th verse and say, what did it say? Now write it down, Mom. Create me a clean heart, O God, and remove a right spirit within me. A right spirit in me. We're talking about that house that you occupy, and you know you've been living in it for years, and you need to create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. And many, what I'm saying, under the sound of my voice, you're not right. You're not right, and you know you're not right. You go to church, oh my God, you hear one of the preacher preach a stirring, fiery sermon. Nothing when I'm saying move in you because you need to clean up your spirit. A true confession is good for the soul. This is the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia. And I want to pray for you, Mom. I want to pray for those problems that you're going through. Yes, you got to pray about it, and you got to move by faith. And what did the word say? With God, all things are possible if you have the faith. The size of a grain of a mustard seed. And do you have that grain today of a mustard seed to get yourself together? Many, what I'm saying, have called in and many, what I'm saying, have not called in for prayer. Men afraid to call in for prayer. Men afraid to, what I'm saying, get themselves together. Men afraid to clean up the house. Because they like, what I'm saying, nastiness. They like darkness. They don't want to see the light. They don't want to see the truth. They go to church every Sunday and still, what I'm saying, they can't feel that trueness, that can feel that the light, because they in darkness and want to be in darkness. Men are straddling the fence, serving, what I'm saying, trying to serve God on one side and trying to serve him on another side. That's not going to work. That's not going to mix. You take water, you pour, what I'm saying, the all in the water, and what I'm saying is separate. Oh my God, do that tell you something? Evil and good don't mix. Oh my God. But evil will mix. Will, what I'm saying, will come together. And many, what I'm saying, under the sound of my voice, you're evil. You don't want to clean up yourself. Don't want to clean up your temple. Now listen to me. Write down this important phone number right now. The prayer line phone number. The prophet is telling you to write it down. And many, what I'm saying, refuse to write it down. Don't want no help. You call in for help, and my God, the prophet asks you for your name. You're afraid to give me your name and give me your address. Oh my God, what I'm saying, you're afraid of God. You're afraid of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we are all mixed up, confused, because the evildoers has got you all messed up. What did he have? That's right. The 37th Psalm said, fret not thyself for evildoers. Oh my God, they out there. They riding with you right now. Oh my God. Yes, they in you. Because you have invited them in you, in your spirit. Say, prophet, what you're talking about? The evil is in me. Yes, you are tracking, what I'm saying, the evil. When you don't clean up you clean up yourself and clean up your house. You invite evil in it. Oh, you're bringing in it. It's in your bedroom. You lay down in the bed. Oh, my God, with your husband, if you have a husband. Man, what I'm saying, just claim, what I'm saying, a husband. Claim a wife. Oh, my God, you're living in sin. Oh, my God, having children out of wedlock. That's not clean. But, oh, my God, I want to pray for you, woman, today. I want to pray for you, man. Write down this phone number. 478-324-3464. Once again, that's 478-324-3464. Once again, somebody didn't take it down. Woman, man, you need to take this phone number down. Because you crossed up, mixed up, confused, been rooted, been fixed by the evildoers. Yes, you know you've been fixed, and you know you've been fixed. But I want to tell you about what I'm saying. Jesus. Oh, did you hear me? I want to tell you about Jesus. You that are driving that car, what I'm saying, going to church. Oh, my God. Want to catch that sermon, that early bird sermon. Oh, I'm talking to you. You know I'm talking to you. Yes, this is the original Georgia prophet here in Macon, Georgia, Reverend H.C. Lockhart. Oh, I want you to call me now. I want to tell you something about that wife that you married to, man. I want to tell you something about that man that you married to, woman. Yes, do you hear me now? I want to tell you about what I'm saying. That house that you're living in, it need to, what I'm saying, be cleaned up by, what I'm saying, the power of God. Oh, my God. And I see all of those houses out there around in Macon, Georgia, around Macon, Georgia. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I see the preacher house. I see the deacon, the ushers, all you. Yes, ma'am. I see, what I'm saying, the sheriff house, the district attorney house. I see all those attorneys that, oh, my God, working for justice. I want to tell you that you need your house cleaned up. And bring, what I'm saying, the Holy Spirit, the supernatural Spirit of God. Now write down this phone number. I don't care who you are. You don't, what I'm saying, you don't worry me. Because I know, what I'm saying, my Father who art in heaven. And I'm standing on his word. Write down this phone number now. 324. 3464. Area code 478-324-3464. Once again, 478-324-3464. You write that phone number down. If you don't want to use it, give it to your mama. Give it to your sister. Give it to your daughter. Give it to your husband. Oh, my God. Yes. We gonna clean houses throughout, what I'm saying, the world. Because, oh my God, the evildoers is out there. Disaster, what I'm saying, oh hallelujah, is whirling like a whirlwind. Going here and there, destroying. Oh my God, diseases have attacked, what I'm saying, many. Many are in the hospitals. Many are in jail. Many, what I'm saying, are having love relationship problems. Many are having, oh my God, marriage problems, lawsuits. Oh my God. Oh, the devil is moving left and right. But always time to clean up things. Clean up your life. Clean up, what I'm saying, that situation. The devil is on your job. Oh, he's in your car. He is in everything that you're doing. But I want you to know that you need to put, what I'm saying, the word of God on your, what I'm saying, menu. In your life. Oh, my God. The evildoers is in the food that you eat. You don't know, what I'm saying, what to do. Yes, ma'am, it's all about, what I'm saying, the dollar. Man, what I'm saying, would do anything for a dollar. Oh, it's been proven. We sent out the word, God's word. Now, I want you to do me a favor right now if you want to get things straightened out here in your life. If you want to clean up yourself, your spirit, soul, spirit, and mind, I want you to get a piece of paper. A piece of paper and write down your name and your birthday. Write down all, what I'm saying, your needs right now. You know what you're up against. You know what you're facing. You know that man, what I'm saying, got you all messed up. Yes, I'm talking to you, woman. Yes, I'm talking to you, man. That woman got you messed up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And I'm talking about you, woman, too. You messed up, too, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Now write down everything on that paper that you want God to do for you, what you going through with, and take it and fold it seven times in the spirit. Do you have that faith? Do you have that faith? I say, with God, all things are possible. If you have the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can look yonder at the mountain, say, mountain, mountain, glory, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Say, mountain be thou removed if you got the faith. Now write down, get that paper right now. You make what I'm saying your enemy out of line. Write it down on the paper. You say, prophet, you want me to write down everything I need God to do for me? You know you're sick in your body. You know you're having problems with your husband, with your loved one, with your children. I'm talking to you. Write it down on that paper. Write your name and your birthday. And when you write all of those needs on that paper, you fold it seven times, make seven folds, let it fold back to you. And we want to send yes. So what you want me to do with it? I want you want to send to send it to the prophet of God here in Macon, Georgia. If you got the faith, right? Write down my mailing address. That's Prophet H.C. Lockhart. That's Prophet H.C. Lockhart. Post Office Box 189, Post Office Box 189, Macon, Georgia. Zip it 31202, 31202. That's Post Office Box 189, Macon, Georgia. Zip it 31202. That's the phone number. That's the address that you want to send. Send that paper to me. Now, you want to be straightened out. You hear me? You hear me, man? You hear me, woman? Get a piece of paper and write down all what you want God to do for you. And then what I'm saying on that paper and fold it seven times and you call the prophet of God right now by faith. Do you have the faith to call me? Do you have the faith the size of a mustard seed to call me? Do you have hope in your life? Oh, my God. Write down the phone number. 478-324-3464. Call me now. That's 478-324-3464. I'm awaiting your call. I believe what I'm saying, God, what I'm saying, going to move. I believe that God going to move upon your life by faith. If you have the faith. If you have the faith right now. Woman, do you hear me? Man, do you hear the prophet of God? Write down that phone number, 478-324-3464. 478-324-3464. Call me. I got something to tell you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray the prayer of faith upon your situation, what you're going through with, if you got the faith. If you have the faith right now, I want you to get ready. What they want to say, the word say, with God, all things are possible. If you have the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And then what I said, Psalms 51 and 10. What it say, mama? What it say, dad? Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you need to clean up your house. You need to clean up your life. You need to change what I'm saying. Oh, God. And God will bring about a change for you. This is the original Georgia prophet. Now, I want to pray for you. I want to pray the prayer of faith upon you if you got the faith. I want to share that change with you through the word of God. I want to pray a new clean heart upon your spirit. Now call me at 478 324-3464. I'm awaiting your call, because I'm opening up the prayer line. Don't want to say, be afraid to call. And get yourself cleaned up through the Holy Spirit, through the supernatural Word of God. Call me at 478-324-3464. Call me. I'm awaiting your call. God, what I'm saying, going to do something great for you. He want to remove all the that what got you held down. He want to clean up your heart. He want to give you, what I'm saying, everlasting, the everlasting word through his word. Oh my God. John 3:16, what it say? God so loved the world, if you believe that he gave his only begotten son down the cross, you shall have, what I'm saying, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Through his word, through, if you believe it right now, you can be saved. If you believe that right now, you can be saved. John 3:16. God so loved the world, if you believe that he let his only begotten son die, you shall, what I'm saying, if you believe it.